HarperCollins presents Now Conjurers by Freddie Kolsch. Read by Jordan Diaz.
Chapter 1. Sunday, November 21, 1999. Bastion's corpse was found in the thin woods at the edge of Stepwood Cemetery, covered in bite marks, by the biggest dickbag at Regional No. 9 High School, Cameron Winship. A junior in our school's only notable track and field star, was taking his bleach blonde bowl cut out for a morning run when he literally stumbled across my boyfriend's dead body. Or so we thought at the time. Actually, at the time I wasn't thinking at all, because North Coven had planned a ritual for 11 o'clock sharp, and the four of us had walked up to the crime scene about 10 minutes after the cops and the first responders. Cameron never went for a run without his $900 Nokia, which further illustrated what a total dickbag he was, but it came in handy when he discovered the cadaver of his murdered classmate. I think he was in a shock blanket when we walked out of the woods and tried to understand what we were seeing. I'm actually sure he was, sitting there like a wounded deer and tearfully talking to a cop. But I only noticed Cameron for a second before I started screaming. They hadn't covered Bastion up yet, and so I got a last look at him before he was loaded into a body bag, only to see that the fingers had been chewed off on both of his hands. His handsome face, with the white patch of vitiligo over the left eye, looked like it had been pushed through a lawnmower. Blood congealed over holes in his black jeans where something had eaten at him, chunk of flesh by chunk of flesh. So yeah, I screamed. I started screaming his name, and then Dove started yelling and pushing her way through the people working, which made sense, because he was her baby brother, even if he was like a foot taller than her. It was so obviously a murder that they didn't want us contaminating the scene, if you follow me. I ran after her, trying to shove through the cops and EMTs and whoever's to get to Bastion. And when someone grabbed Dove in a way I felt, in my shock-induced freakout, was too rough, I will admit that I started throwing my fists around, which is how it happened that three grown men had to pin me to the freezing November graveyard ground on the day I saw Bastion for the last time. I mean, for the second to last time. Later, when I'd been given something to calm me down, and Drea and Brandy had gone home with their respective moms, and Dove and Bastion's parents had gotten the worst news of their lives, my older brother picked me up from the emergency clinic that was the closest thing North Dana had to a real hospital. "Dad's coming back from Boston right now," Nick told me, like I cared at that moment. As far as my dad knew, Bastion was just my friend from my weird little witch group, not my first boyfriend and my true love, and the most fascinating person to ever walk the earth. From the... "Is he at the car show?" I asked. I felt like I was talking through a wad of cotton. I don't remember if Nick answered me, though, because the sedatives finally kicked in around then, and I faded into nightmares. I dreamed I was at the auto show my dad had gone to. But in that long gray room, every dim spotlight lit a shining antique hearse, and from behind each silver grill of each black car, I could hear Bastion crying out for me. "Nesbitt," he called, faint and pleading. "Nesbitt, you have the power now. Not just you. It's for all five of you, of course, but you have the dreams. Bastion!" I screamed, terrified for him even in my sleep. "Bastion, where are you?" "No, please stop him. Why won't you stop him? Nesbitt, I revoked the token. You have the power now." "No, no, oh help, oh God, oh please, he's killing me." And in my dream, I clawed fruitlessly at the front of each car and turned until the skin on my hands tore and Bastion's terrified entreaties turned into agonized, wordless shrieks, as something I couldn't see ate him alive. When I woke up, it was Monday afternoon, and I had pressed my nails so hard into my hands that I had 8 bloody half-moon marks on the flesh of my palms. After a minute of staring at my hands, I flipped my left hand over to look at the little tattoos that ornamented each of my fingers. A heart for Dove, a sword for Bastion, an eye for Brandy, a mouth for Drea. And finally on my thumb, a little miniature hand, index finger pointing skyward, like you sometimes see on the top of old gravestones. My most meaningful tattoo...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?